Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Meister Shane Daf Yudalid. We're talking about the second line with the words of Yudin Bayi, and the Vilnius stuff is about a fifth of the way into Tesla Bays. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarbas, Yaakov Baisha, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue to talk about Meister Shane oil of Yudin Bayi. Review Yudin asked the following question. Shemesh of Meister Shane Shin Nisrach. What about oil of Meister Shane? They went bad. It's spoiled. It's not edible. Some of Maravmana says, Mekimish Nisrach, since it's spoiled, it loses its Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha's Meister Shane, so one doesn't have to treat it like that anymore. Matsui Chalei, what's a question regarding? Shvius, what about Shemitah oil that went bad? Even though it went bad, do we say that it's still in its Kedusha and it's considered Shemitah? Or no, maybe it's like Meister Shani oil. I wouldn't have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues, Shimon Bar Va says, someone who's Leichesh, which means he's saying an incantation of sorts, and this is discussed extensively in Bavli, whether or not this is even permitted. Maybe it's called Darkei Meiri, and a Yid is not allowed to do this. But either way, we're talking about a Yid who's saying this incantation to heal himself from some sort of issue, and while he's doing so, he's got to pour oil on his head. Nice and Shem, he could pour this oil on his head, v'loichesh, and say the incantation, ubavad shalo yitain biyad ela b'kli. That's proper girsa. As long as he doesn't pour it with his hand, he has to pour it directly with a kli. And this is talking about on Shabbos. And that's because according to this man, the Amar lachash is similar to refuah, which is asr on Shabbos, and that's why he has to pour the oil with a kli. This way it just looks like regular sicha, anointing oneself on Shabbos, and not like refuah, and this is the way it's permitted. However, Yaakov Edi quotes Rabbi Yechon, who says, b'shem rabbiyanai, noisein bain biyad, bain b'kli, one could pour this oil on his head on Shabbos, whether he's doing so with his hand or with a kli, and that's because lachash is mutter on Shabbos. So we ask, Mabe Nehain, what's the difference between these two different manda amrim? Me'isa, whether it's considered disgusting, ma'us, to pour this oil on the head. Manda amr noisin bein bihad bein b'kli, according to the second manda amr, who allows pouring the oil both with their hand and with a kli, ma'us who? He holds it's ma'us to pour oil on the head, and therefore it's not like sicha, but still permitted according to this manda amr, like we just said, because lachash is mutter on Shabbos. Whereas manda amr noisin shem al gabi roishiv aleichesh, according to the first manda Amar, that he would have to pour it on his head with a kli, and then he could say this incantation, Enoi Mos, it's not considered Mos, and therefore, as long as it's done with a kli, it looks like Sicha, and there's no issues. Now, Amar Bien, Rabbi Yehuda says, Maestro Sheni Bin Ehoin, another difference between them is whether or not one is allowed to pour Maestro Sheni oil on his head while he's doing this lachash. Manda Amar Noisin Bain Biyad Bain Bakli, according to the second Manda Amar, the one's allowed to pour the oil on his head, both with his hand or with a kli, Maestro Sheni Usser, one would not be allowed to use Maestro Sheni oil for this lachash. Again, that's because according to this Manda Amar, it's most to pour it on his head, and one is not allowed to use Meister Shani oil in this fashion. Whereas Manda Amar Noisin Shem Gabi Roishiv Aleichesh, according to Manda Amar, he has to use a kli, Meister Shani Mutter, it's permitted to use Meister Shani, and that's because it's not most to do so, and as long as the kli is used, one's allowed to use Meister Shani for the lachash. However, Amar Biesi asks as follows, V'chi kol shu mutter b'shabbos, mutter b'meister Shani, v'chol sha asr b'shabbos, asr Meister Shani? Is it really true that if we're allowed to do this on Shabbos, we're allowed to use Meister Shani for it, and if we're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, we're not allowed to use Meister Shani for it? Meaning, why are we linking Shabbos and Meister Shani? As long as a kli is used, it's fine with both Meister Shani and on Shabbos. It's not true. V'atani, we have a brass that tells us, Medichi isha b'na b'yayin b'nei hazeah. A woman is allowed to wash her child on Shabbos with wine because of sweat, and this is not refuah. However, b'truma usser, she's not allowed to use truma wine because that's a hefsid for the truma wine, and we know he truma, he Meister Shani. The truma and Meister Shani have the same din. We have to be very careful with both of these and make sure not to cause them a loss. As we see very clearly that on Shabbos, as long as it's not being done for refuah, it's permitted, but Meister Shani has a different set of rules, and if it's considered a hefsid, one is not allowed to use it. Obviously, Meister Shani and Shabbos are not linked, and so Yodano and based on top of the Gemara asks, Mao Kedain, meaning if this is so, that it's really true that Shabbos and Meister Shani are not linked, then why would this Manda Amar allow oil on the head on Shabbos if Lachash is Asr? And the answer is, really, the whole thing the Manda Amar is trying to tell us is that he doesn't do it on Shabbos like he does it during the week. In other words, the main Isser is just not to do it like it's done during the week, and therefore, as long as a shinui is made and he uses a kli, then there's no issue of refuah anymore and he can use it for this lachash, but it doesn't make it like being sach oil that he's anointing oil, and therefore Meister Shani oil cannot be used for a lachash, but regular oil is allowed to be used on Shabbos. And continue to explain the mission we had said, Dagim Shen is Pashal Kaplutas of Meister Shani Vishbichon, Hashavach Vichashbin. If fish were cooked with Kaplutas of Meister Shani and these Kaplutas improved the fish, so the Shavach is based off of the Cheshbin, namely when he's being paid to his Meister Shani, since the Kaplutas of Meister Shani cause an improvement over here, so whatever the value the Meister Shani is in proportion to the chulin, that's how much more we have to add on for the Shevach when we're redeeming it. Rav Shaya tells us, this is the proper girsa, the like Rav Yuda, this is not like Rav Yuda. The Tanin we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yuda mate b'tzachna, she'ena el lita l'sazuma. Rav Yuda allows b'tzachna, because it's only there to take away the bad smell. We have this Mesachas Truma, so Rav Yuda mate is a chulin fish dish into which a truma onion was placed, because the onion is there to remove the fishy smell and not to impart flavor. And it's the same thing with the kaplutas. The kaplutas are really there there just to take away the fishy smell, and they're not considered to be imparting a positive flavor into the dish. And so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would not have to cheshbin the Maaser Sheni over here. Clearly, our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbanan de Kesarin Bayin, the Rabbanan of Kesari ask, Bahada Amra Bavo B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, what about that which Rabbi Bavo said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan? Kol Yisurin Misharin Kilu Batzel Kilu Kaplei. That all Yisurin, we evaluate them as if they're onions or as if they're kaplutais. So like Rabbi Yehuda, you want to say Rabbi Yechanan saying it not like Rabbi Yehuda? What's this referring to? So that's why we have something which is not a batzel or kaplet, but it's usser and it falls into a dish. How do we know whether or not it imparted flavor? So Rabbi Yechanan saying, we take a look at this thing that fell in and we view it as if it was an onion or if it was a kaplet, would it impart flavor into this dish? And if so, then the dish is usser. And right now what we're asking is that it can't be the Rabbi Yechanan was saying this not like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be the Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this, as we see clearly that even Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, a dish that onion or kaplet is put into, take away the bad smell, will create an usser over here. Clearly not like what we just said before. So the Gemara answer is no, that's talking about something different. Maidi Rabbi Yehuda Batzel Shel Hektish, Maidi Rabbi Yehuda Batzel Shel Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda agrees if we're talking about an onion of Hektish or Avodah Zarah, if that fell into a dish, it will usher it, even if it's just there to take out the bad smell. That's because these are usher ba'ana. And so even though if they're placed in a fish dish just to take away the bad smell and they're not there to impart flavor, still, since you're benefiting from them, the dish is usher, because again, these things are usher ba'ana. And therefore, this memra of Rabbi Yechanan, who's saying this even in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, is not a stira to Divrei Rabbi Yehuda of before, that if a truma onion was placed into a fish dish just to take away the bad smell, it will not aser it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.